But first, I'm joined on the line by Shane Phelan, originally from Ballybunion, who's legal affairs editor with Mediahus. And his story in today's Irish Independent, it's about an ending to an ongoing row that had been there for quite a while now over the control of the company that runs the Rose of Tralee. Good morning to you, Shane. Tell us some of the background. I understand it's come to an end, but if you could give us some of the background to this case over who controlled the company that runs the Rose of Tralee International Festival.
Hi, Trasa. Yeah, so look, this is a lawsuit that dates back to 2024. In fact, there were two lawsuits, and they were taken by an American businessman called Dick Hengler. He's from, or he was from Maryland in the United States. And his daughter, Dorothy, was the 2011 Washington Rolls. Now, the family, I suppose they developed very firm links with Kerry in and around the festival and Dorothy's involvement. But she died tragically 3 years later. She had a brain tumour and passed away. And afterwards, the Hengler family got involved with the festival. Dick Hengler himself became a 31% shareholder in Kerry Rose Festival Limited and pumped a lot of money into the company. And they also bought what is now the Rose Hotel in Tralee, which you know, would have been a venue for the festival for a number of years. But in 2024, unhappy differences emerged between Dick Hengler and some of the directors of Kerry Rose Festival Limited. In particular, the festival managing director, Anthony O'Gara, who at that point had 55% of the shares in the company, and another director, John McCarthy, who held 6%. And Dick Hengler initiated two sets of proceedings. One was for the repayment of a loan of close to €100,000. I think it was in the region of €96,000. And the other was a lawsuit in which the ultimate aim of the second lawsuit was to wrestle control of the company. So he claimed that the affairs of the company were being conducted in a manner that was oppressive to him as a shareholder. He raised a number of governance issues in filings with the High Court, and he also claimed that he was taken advantage of after putting €800,000 into the company. He said that instead of benefiting the company, more than €700,000 of this was actually dispersed to other shareholders, including €550,000 that was used by Anthony O'Gara to pay off personal debts. Now, Mr. O'Gara didn't dispute that money was paid over by Dick Hengler and that it was distributed to other shareholders. However, he insisted that the funds were not an investment, as Dick Hengler had characterized them, that they were in fact for the purchase of shares from existing shareholders. And he also said that he sold a portion of shares to Dick Hengler in an entirely transparent transaction, and that Mr. Hengler knew in advance that the proceeds would be used to pay off personal debts Mr. O'Gara had. So, you know, two very, very differing and distinct versions of what occurred there. €100,000 loan, or a close to €100,000 loan, that was paid back last year. So that essentially took care of one set of the proceedings. But the other set, the oppression proceedings, they remained in being at the time Dick Hengler passed away last October. And the expectation was, I suppose, Trasa, that the lawsuit would be carried on by Dick Hengler's estate. That wouldn't have been without its own difficulties, because Dick Hengler, I suppose, would have been the primary witness in the oppression proceedings. But we heard yesterday in the High Court that a settlement had been reached, that the case, that all the litigation could be struck out with no order as to costs, and also that previous cost orders in the dispute could be vacated. So essentially, a deal had been done, and the courts, the involvement of the court was no longer needed to deal with this dispute. And there was a statement then.
Oh, yes. And so basically, Shane, Antonio Gara, Festival Managing Director, he has bought the late Mr. Deck Hengler's 31% shareholding from the family. And that's that essentially has brought all of this to a conclusion.
Yeah, there was a statement issued then. We made some inquiries about this after what the court was told, and a statement was issued on behalf of both sides in the dispute. It said that the parties confirmed that a legal settlement has been agreed, which will bring all outstanding matters to a close. As part of the agreement, Anthony O'Gara will acquire the remaining shares in Kerry Rose Festival Limited from the Hengler family. Both sides acknowledge the significant contribution made by all involved over many years and wish each other well. The matter has been resolved on a confidential commercial basis, and there will be no further comments. As that outlines, Anthony O'Gara has bought the shares that had been owned by Dick Hengler and which transferred to his family after his death. So presumably he now has a shareholding in the firm of upwards of 85-86%. So there's no doubt there as to who has control over the festival company.
And that clearly is the managing director, Anthony O'Gara. Now, Shane, I imagine this probably didn't come out in court because of confidentiality. But do we have any indication as to how much Mr. O'Gara might have spent to buy back the late Mr. Hengler's shares? Is it anywhere?
We don't trust that. But the understanding I would have is that the sum paid would be significant, but it wouldn't be anywhere near the 800,000 outlay that Dick Hengler said he made into the company. So you're looking at some well below that, but still a significant sum is my understanding of things.
Well, look, Shane, thank you for bringing us up to speed about that case. You've been listening to Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor at Media House. His story in today's Irish Independent, that a row over who controls the Rose of Tralee, the company that runs the Rose of Tralee International Festival, has come to an end. Shane himself is from Ballybunion, a very proud Ballybunion man he is. And just to repeat the summary of it is this... almost a third of the shares in the company behind the festival were brought back from the family of the late Dick Hengler, the hotelier who bought the Rose Hotel in Tralee, and who was who had taken legal action prior to his death against the company. Mr. Anthony O'Gara, managing director, has bought back the shares in the company from the late Mr. Hengler's family. Mr. Hengler had sued the Kerry Rose Festival Limited in 2024, claiming he was owed money and was an oppressed shareholder. And just to repeat that statement that was issued on behalf on both sides, the parties confirmed that a legal settlement has been agreed, which will bring all outstanding matters to a close. As part of the agreement, Anthony O'Gara will acquire the remaining shares in Kerry Rose Festival Limited from the Hengler family. Both sides acknowledge the significant contribution made by all involved over many years and wish each other well. And the matter has been resolved on a confidential commercial basis, and there will be no further comment.